Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to New Life Live. Really glad that you're with us here today. And joining me, a couple of really great people, a lot of insight, a lot of compassion, understanding, and wisdom. Dr. Sherry Keffer is here, and Dr. Sherry Keffer is the one that introduced me to Dr. Daniel Amen. And so welcome, Sherry, and welcome, Dr. Amen.
It's great to be with you both. Love it every time I'm in here with you, too.
You know, Dr. Amen.
Hello, my friends.
Yeah. This book, Conquer Worry and Anxiety. It's such a wonderful title. It's not Don't Have So Much Worry and Anxiety, or it's not Minimize Your Worry and Anxiety. It's saying conquer it. Let's do it. Let's beat it. And so what is one of the things that could help somebody if they get this book? There's so many different things, and using the analogies that you do are just fantastic, such a great communicator. But what is one thing that somebody could do to try to conquer a little bit of worry or anxiety?
Well, one of my favorite techniques is something called positivity bias training. When we assess people at Amen Clinics, we do a study on their brain. But we also look at, are they more likely to look for what's right rather than what's wrong? And so many people are just masterful at looking for the most awful thing they can think of. And that damages them. It hurts them. And so with positivity bias training, I teach people, and I do this myself, start every day with today is going to be a great day. That way your unconscious mind will find why it's going to be a great day. And before you go to bed at night, write down what went well today. And I've actually been doing this a couple of years, and it's so helpful. And I find I actually forgot a lot of the really cool things that happened that day because my mind is sneaky and it just tends to go to the negative. And, you know, because we've talked about it before, in May, my dad died. He had COVID-19 and actually recovered from that. But then something else took him. And even the day he died, and it's just because it's my habit, right? We all have good habits or bad habits. That when I went to bed that night, and yes, I was very sad that I lost him, but my mind just went, well, what went well today? And I thought about just how wonderful the police officer was with my mom. I thought about I could actually be there with my mom. I thought about the hundreds of texts I got from my friends, from his friends. And I slept so well that night. Of course, I missed him, and it didn't fix the grief, but it certainly helped. Where you bring your attention always determines how you feel.
Mm. All right, so there it is. And I feel convicted right there to be sure that I'm waking up and going to bed, looking at things that went well, not bad, and then waking up and saying, this isn't just going to be a great day, we're going to make it a great day today. If you need some help, because it's not so easy to do that, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. You can sign up for one of these amazing intensives, and none more powerful than what we're going to do December the 5th with Brains, Boundaries, Battles, and the Bible. I'll talk about battles, Sheila Walsh, the Bible, John Townsend, and Henry Cloud will be with us for Boundaries and Beyond Boundaries. And Dr. Daniel Amen's going to be talking about that brain. We've got the best, and they're better than all the rest. We'll be back right after this.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Here's a call that I know Dr. Amen is going to do well with. Peter, Colorado Springs, KGFT. Hi there. How you doing? And I'm so glad you called. What's your question?
Hi, Steve. Thank you very much. Dr. Keffer, good to hear you today on the
sure.
program, too. But I do have a question for Dr. Amen.
Our brain star.
yeah, you know, I know how much he knows about him, so... My question is, goes back all the way to, I'm 63 years old, and it goes back to my high school days, actually, something I've always wondered. I suffered a pretty bad concussion in a football game in high school, was knocked unconscious and had terrible headache afterward. And, of course, you know, there wasn't a lot of treatment specifically addressed toward concussions back then, other than smelling salts. And, I was just wondering, since then, over much of my life, I've had people tell me that I do things slowly, that I, you know, am a little too methodical and slow in what things I do. I also have since, just in the last several years, been diagnosed by psychologists and psychiatrists with depression, dysthymia, you know, the chronic low kind of depression, and then... also ADD. I'm on a medication for depression, and it seems to be helping quite a bit. But we've tried a variety of medications for ADD, and nothing seemed to work the way I've been told it should. And then my psychiatrist said, maybe you should be checked for Asperger's. And I'm wondering, do you think that could be... you know, what's going on, and also how do I get evaluated well for that?
Okay, Dr. Amen, what do you think?
Where do you live, Peter?
I live in Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Right, okay. I'd have somebody look at your brain. I mean, you're working really hard to be optimal, and you're still struggling. So I'm glad that... depression is better. If you go, hey, Daniel, single most important thing you've learned from a database of 170,000 scans, mild traumatic brain injury ruins people's lives, and nobody knows about it because, you know, and all the psychological help you've gotten, no one's looked at your brain, which I think is insane. And it's that big lesson that we learned over and over and over again. And if that concussion or series of concussions, because anybody who plays football has hundreds, sometimes thousands of subconcussive blows, right? Didn't knock you out, but you got your bell rung, that hurts the brain. And the exciting thing, I did the big NFL study when the NFL was having trouble with traumatic brain injury in football. And what we found, yes, high levels of damage, own it, you have a problem. But the exciting news, the headline news, was we can make these brains better, that you are not stuck with the brain you have. And, you know, whatever the name is, it's Asperger, it's ADD, it's depression, you know, they're just names. They don't tell you the underlying biology or what to do for it. And so what we did with our NFL group, high-dose, high-quality multiple vitamin, high-dose fish oil, and a brain boost that works in six different ways, 80% of our players were better, showed significant improvement in as little as 2 months. So we should send you the end of mental illness. There's a whole chapter on head trauma. And make sure you're doing, and for those, the ADD people among us, if you really have that, see, if you really have ADD, you had it before you played football, right? ADD is not something that shows up in adolescence. But in first grade or third grade, if the teacher said you wouldn't sit still, you talked too much, you got in trouble, your desk was outside the classroom, well, then you probably did have it before. But and then the concussion can make it worse. But what I really want to do is look at your brain and then target treatment to your brain rather than a cluster of symptoms. And then I think you'll find more success. Because if the stimulants aren't working like you think they should or like you hope they would, then odds are there may be something else going on.
All right. I'm really glad you called. And by the way, Peter, the first time I ever talked to Dr. Amen and he did the scan, he asked me, did you play football? And so I know that it's very, very important. Let me send you The End of Mental Illness. I think you're going to like that. And it's just a fascinating book. It's the most fascinating book I think that Dr. Amen has written because, it just tells you all the sorts of ways you can be treated today appropriately and all the ways you would have been treated inappropriately if you had been born at a different time. Let's go to Jeremy from Albuquerque, New Mexico, Sirius XM. Hi, Jeremy. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Doing all right. What's going on with you?
Well, I'm a pastor, and I was diagnosed with bipolar 1 back in April, and I've sought counsel from other pastors, and I've gotten a wide range of advice, but I basically want to know how do I talk to my congregation about this, if I should. I don't know how to go about that.
Okay.
Even if I should. And
Well, let me start by telling you about Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Spurgeon was the greatest teacher. Like when he preached at 23, cars lined up literally for 7 miles to hear him preach. He died at 58, morbidly obese, but he would have these great, wonderful times of inspiration and energy, and then he would literally go to bed, not weeks, but months in a state of depression. And he battled it all his life. So I would, one of the things I'd be saying to my elder board and other folks would, I'm in good company. And if you look through Scripture, you see, you know, people like Jeremiah and others that struggled with emotion. So you're not alone, that's for sure. And I'm really happy. The message that you are going to give people, the freedom to get the medication they need, I think would be powerful. But Sherry, Dr. Amen, what would you suggest in his revealing this to the folks that he cares so much about?
Yeah, so I think I want to take a first thought at it, Jeremy. It sounds like you have a lot of shame over your diagnosis. Is that true? Like kind of this embarrassment, or I need to tell everybody right away about it?
It's not so much shame about me being diagnosed. It's about me being kind of ashamed of waiting 2 years to follow my wife's advice and get help.
Okay, all right. Well, you know,
does that make sense?
Like, yeah, kudos.
I feel so much better. I feel so much better since I've gotten help. I sleep better, and I'm not anywhere near 100%, but I do feel so much better.
Yeah, I'm so proud of you. Do you know you just told a whole bunch of people, and there were a bunch of other wives that said, wow, this guy Jeremy, I would love it if my husband would admit that, right? Because so often it's the ones we love that are closest to us that see those symptoms, right? That see the bipolarity going on, and they're really trying to help us rather than hurt us. Have you gotten on medication now? Are you in treatment?
I've been on medication. Yes, ma'am, I've been on medication in the past about 4 months.
Okay, and good for you. So, good for you. What are your thoughts, Dr. Amen? Go ahead.
I was just saying the medication, psychiatrist told me not to think of it as a magic bullet, but an aid in my process. And it has helped me.
That's so great.
Yeah, so Dr. Amon, your thoughts. And, you know, I've written a lot recently about bipolar disorder. If you have clear up times, thoughts going fast, mm-hmm. don't need to sleep, incredible energy, a little bit grandiose, where you begin to believe things about yourself that are probably not true, and that cycles to normal times or down times, as Steve was talking about, where you can get depressed and it can last weeks or months, that's what we really think of as bipolar disorder that responds to medication. We either use lithium or anti-seizure medications like Lamictal or Trileptal, and just saves your life, because untreated bipolar disorder can be disastrous for marriages, for jobs, and so on. But then I think for many people it's overdiagnosed, because we just finished talking about head trauma, where you hurt one of your temporal lobes and you end up with mood instability, irritability, temper problems. But it's not like weeks up and weeks down. It's like you're up and down the same day, and it sort of happens all the time. So getting the diagnosis right is so important. But it sounds like the medicine is helping. I like that the psychiatrist said, look, this isn't a magic bullet. You still need to do the right things, right? You still need to eat right and exercise and take care of your brain. And therapy can be so helpful. Just have somebody you trust, a professional that you trust, that can sort of see you when you go up or down, to really make sure you're on the right help. And then I think once you're stable, probably not right away, but once you're further along, I think telling your congregation's a great thing. I go to Saddleback Church here in Southern California, and Pastor Warren's been really open about his panic disorder and his movement disorder. And I think by doing that, he just gives people permission mm-hmm. to suffer and get help. Because that's what you really want. You know, as a pastor, your life becomes a living testimony of your faith. And that testimony is so much more effective when it's authentic, when it's true, than when you try to present, or anybody tries to present, you know, I'm perfect, because obviously none of us are. Mm-hmm.
Now, just a couple of things here. Having served on an elder board, a founding elder of a church in Southern California, and then also as a pastor, I would suggest that before you tell your congregation, you tell the safest person in leadership there on your elder or deacon board. You go to that person and you tell them, here's what it was like, here's what it's like now after I've done this. And what do you think about me sharing this with other leaders and then eventually the congregation? And if he says, if you tell anybody but me, you're probably going to be fired because of the way we are, then you would want to bring me in to do a sermon series on mental health. But I just hope that you would then, if it's too toxic, start to train them to think differently. You know, Paul mm-hmm. didn't tell Timothy, hey, Timothy, that stomach problem, you need to pray more, read the Bible more. He said, hey, drink a little wine, buddy, and it'll help that stomach. And Jesus, you know, he used an external substance to heal a blind man. He used mud and spit. He could have just snapped his fingers. I think it's a gift from God when you find the right medication. And I had a guy in my office say, the medication that I used to preach against, it's the medication I take that allows me to preach every Sunday. So I would love to stay in touch with you and hear how this goes. I want to send you Healing is a Choice. I think it'll be a great book with some great things in it. And then if I can find a copy of Toxic Faith, I want to get that to you also. because that's a great start, is giving all the leadership a copy of Toxic Faith, and they can see where they're healthy, where they're not. We'll take a break. We'll come right back with more Dr. Sherry Keffer, Dr. Daniel Amen, Conquering Worry and Anxiety.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Sherry, you had a comment about our
pastor friend. I just was so appreciating Jeremy, and I think, you know, there's such a vulnerability in bringing your story out. And I love, Steve, how both you and Dr. Amen put kind of a pause on his heart to say, hey, why don't you get into this new skin, right, this new brain you're in, before you share with the congregation, so that you can come from a stronger self instead of, you know, who knows what might happen. But I just want to applaud his wife.
Yeah.
Kudos to you, girl. Look, for those wives that are listening right now feeling discouraged because your guy has something that you've been observing and he needs help, find courage in what Jeremy just did. And I just want to applaud both of you, and as you're getting used to your new life with your brain being helped with what it needed. It couldn't have worked without it.
Yeah. All right. I'm really glad that you called. Thanks for those comments there, Sherry. Now let's go over here and let's talk with Mike from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Hi, Mike. How are you today?
I'm calling for a little help. How are you?
You've called the right place, my friend. Doing okay.
Thank you, sir. My question is, I really need reassurance with my faith because I have a history of mental illness, and I've been seeing a Christian counselor for 10 years. And being afraid of getting the coronavirus made me think of that verse in Revelation where it talks about all the other sinners, and then it says, and cowards will be cast into the lake of fire. That's one question. My counselor told me to stop watching so much Bible prophecy because, as I understand it, seeing what I see and understanding it, I'm a watchman, so I have to tell others or else their blood is on my hand. Should I be about my father's business in this time? And I wanted to treat myself. I feel ashamed because I'm 60 and I get a little pleasure out of video games. I want to spend some money on that, but it says, you know, you pray for it, but you don't get because you ask with wrong motives. You want it for only your pleasure.
Hold on just a second, Mike. I want to ask you one question, and then we're going to help you here, and I'll start with Dr. Keffer. Tell me about how many male friends you have that you can confide in what you're going through right now.
Does that count family?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Two.
Okay. Maybe. And what are they saying? What are they telling you about these things that you're concerned about? What's their take on it for you?
Well, my brother's an agnostic, so he doesn't have fears about any of this stuff. Mm-hmm. My other one is a young friend from my old job, and I don't get this deep with them.
Okay, so the answer to my question, I think, is zero. You have zero guys that you can truly share with. And when we don't have anybody to talk to, I'm speaking for myself, we start to obsess more than less over things like this. The worry goes up. But let me put you over to Dr. Amen here, who wrote this book, Conquer Worry and Anxiety, and see what he has to say that could help you. And I'm so glad you called, Mike. I hear the desperation on your voice there. Dr. Amen, what are you thinking?
Is he on? Or let me just get us started.
You jump in, and then we'll get Dr. Amen on.
I'm sorry. Mike, when you said you had a history of mental illness, what exactly does that mean?
Severe depression, OCD. I was in the hospital three times. From my 40s to my 50s, I was in day groups and night groups. And I left my job, and I feel guilty about that. I was doing maintenance. I thought that would be a perfect time to witness. I gave out Bible tracts before. So I'll stop there because, like, my counselor has to bring me back to my thoughts because my thoughts are so jumpy. Did that answer your question?
It did. Thank you so much. So we'll send you a copy of The End of Mental Illness just to see if you're doing all of the right brain things to get your brain, because your brain is an organ, just like your heart is an organ. And when your brain works right, it tends to help modulate the anxiety, the worry, and the fear. But everybody I know who has OCD during this pandemic, things have gotten worse for them, because they're already normally an anxious, obsessive person. And now with the news, the Bible prophecies, as you said, that it's like stoking the fire of anxiety. And so turning that stuff off is critical. And then engaging in some brain healthy habits when you have this excess energy, find a way to exercise, not with video games, because that'll actually make things worse for you. That could be really helpful.
Yeah. And you know, you're getting a lot of input into a brain that's already predisposed to worry and anxiety. And so when Dr. Amen tells folks, don't believe everything you think. Boy, you're thinking a lot of stuff that's coming in, Bible prophecy, all of this. And a good way to live, of course, is one day at a time. Whether or not you're going to burn in hell, it just is a question of, do I accept Christ as my Savior, His penalty for my sin? It's not about all this.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the Transformation Welcome Gift, which includes a personal-sized Life Recovery Bible, a Life Recovery Journal, and 5 Life Recovery Workbooks. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life Video Library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops.
I did go to Take Your Life Back. That's been immensely helpful to me. That's why I continue to support the ministry with the hope that it, not only am I helping my own situation, that I'm helping others as well.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. And, you know, Dr. Sherry Keffer is one of the best, most insightful persons on trauma and being in an unhealthy relationship where sexual trauma and sexual betrayal has happened. Dr. Amen is the brain doctor. I mean, he is Dr. Brain. You know, there's the My Pillow guy. I think Dr. Amen is the My Brain guy. And I love whenever he's on. Speaking of brains that work exactly the way you'd want one to work, Dr. Larry Sonnenberg is in the studio today. Larry, welcome. How
you
doing?
Thank you. Doing good, thanks.
Yeah, all right. So what do you have for us today, Larry?
Well, I have a note to give you an idea of how the range of things that we deal with at the call center when people call.
Okay.
This was not a call, but this is one of our listeners. She said, I learned when I was in India a phrase, live in peace, not in pieces. I found myself in pieces 6 weeks ago, and if it wasn't for New Life Ministries, I would have been another suicide statistic.
Mm. Wow.
My perfect world completely collapsed, and I had nowhere to turn in my new community. Your call center staff was amazing, and for the next 2 days, I experienced peace. I believe someone at New Life was praying for me.
Mm,
I want to give regularly great. So that more people will be saved from the undertow of life.
Awesome.
So, folks, that's why we do what we do.
I mean, this we just saved that woman's life from her taking her life. That's a big deal, you two,
and,
you three.
And she's the one that told us about it. How many have not told us?
It's true.
Yeah, so.
It's true.
Folks, if you can help us continue on. We just want to continue. We're doing really good work. God is blessing it. And that's the bottom line. God is honoring and blessing the work that comes here, whether it's radio, workshops, counselors, resources. It's very heartwarming to know that things are happening and going well. But it can't continue to go well without your help. So if you could make a gift, any amount, if you could join Club New Life, $30 or more a month, that is just vital for us to continue. Without that, through COVID, we would really be in a bad spot.
No
thank
kidding.
You, Club New Life members, and everybody who is giving.
All right. Thank you, Larry. Please, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, help us help others. You know, we started New Life almost 32 years ago. And I tell you, we just said we're going to help transform lives. We're not going to help people get better. We want them to experience transformation. And that is what we're still doing. And it's so rewarding. We get to hear, we get to be with these folks at our events. And so if you are wanting to help people transform from one thing to the other, call us 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That is the phone number, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Steve, right. Can I ask Dr. Amen a quick question?
Sure.
Based on that comment and thinking about Mike that just called in, you know, live in peace, not in pieces. As I was listening to Mike, I thought the antidote for him is like sacred rest for his brain. I mean, he needs that like oxygen. Dr. Amen, can you give us one tip for how we can bring our brain to a moment or moments of peace and rest?
Well, you know, one of the simplest things to do is get control over your breathing. And it's funny, I never learned that until I became a biofeedback therapist. And just one of the most effective ways to calm our brain down that can happen literally in seconds is to begin this pattern of 3 seconds in, so take a deep breath, and then take 6 seconds to breathe out. So take twice as long to breathe out as you breathe in, and that triggers something called a parasympathetic response, which is actually the opposite of a fight or flight response. And so if you just did that 10 breaths 2 to 3 times a day, you begin to get some control over your mind that may be betraying you. And with OCD, you have these bad thoughts that go over and over and over. It's sort of like you have a scratch on a record. And learning how to reprogram that has, in some studies, been shown to be as effective as medication.
Hmm.
Thank you.
Helpful. Thank you there. Let's jump over here and talk to Sandra. She watches on NRB. Hi, Sandra. How are you today?
Well, I'm better now that I'm listening to the program and getting a lot of reminders of what I should be doing with my life.
Well, tell us how we could help you today.
Well, as I was sitting here, I thought of 2 weeks ago where I felt like I fell in this tunnel that I've heard people talk about, a dark tunnel or a dark place, and I found that dark place.
Okay.
And I wanted to commit suicide. And I am feeling so much different now, but I don't understand why the whole thing backfired on me, because I thought I found a safe person. And I made the mistake of sharing my whole life. And then later I got told that I needed to get a hobby. So the first day I shared, I felt great. I lifted a whole bunch of burdens off my back. It was my son I told. I thought he was that special person that I could tell.
Yeah. And so he didn't have...
I felt like committing suicide.
Oh, dear. And your son, he had judgment and distance rather than compassion. Is that what you're saying?
No, I felt like he was right, because when I started to share my life with him, he had lived with his dad when he was 10. So I wanted to share my past, because okay. I thought that would help him understand my mistakes.
Right, but he had a bias there, as you were before you ever said anything. I think now to ask us a question that we could answer for you here. Is there a specific question that you could ask us and we could help you with?
Oh my goodness! I know I need therapy, okay? Because my son also suggested I get therapy, and I feel that's what he knew how to do to love me.
Yeah,
you know, even though I took it another way when he said get off, he did say therapy, and I just. Looking back, I can see that I need therapy. I've been sleeping.
Okay, but let me just ask you this, Sandra. You know, we want to answer a question for you.
Yeah,
and
I know.
And so if you have a question, if you have a question, ask
it. How can I stop the thoughts that I don't want of my past, that I thought I was done with, and yet I'll be watching TV and that thought comes up.
Okay.
I'm reading my Bible. I'm listening to the Bible.
Well, I think you've called the right person and place here. And we'll start with you, Dr. Amon. Sounds like she has a lot of those aunts you talk about, and maybe something more.
Well, the intrusive thoughts that are just really common with PTSD, and they can be triggered by anything, a sight, a sound, an anniversary, a story. And if you find they're going over and over again, write down whatever you're thinking and write it down. Because when you write it down, the act of writing it down helps to get it out of your head. And then you can assess it to go, well, is it true? Is it absolutely true? And in Conquer Worry and Anxiety, there's a lot of information on how to get rid of the negative thoughts. There's also research on something called bilateral hemisphere stimulation. So I don't know if you can see me or if you're just listening, but rubbing your hands back and forth while you're thinking of that awful thing, so rubbing your hands, and then begin to put in some helpful phrases. Or one of my favorite things that I do is I'll grab both shoulders. I'll cross my arms, grab both shoulders, and I'll stroke down. And I'll do this for like 30 to 60 seconds while I think about the bad thing that happened. But then I'll plant better thoughts. So, for example, my dad died in May. And when my dad died, it was really hard. But a couple of days later, I was just going through papers with my mom, and I saw a picture of my dead father laying in the mortuary. And it was like a shock. It really bothered me the rest of the day. And then I went, oh, this is bothering me. So I did this stroking while I put in different thoughts. I love my dad. He had a good life. He lives on through me. And quite frankly, the thought has never bothered me again. In fact, I love that picture because I anchored the picture to something helpful rather than just let it hurt me.
All right. I'm really glad that you called. And I hope
I'd love to just chat with her 1 minute
on
the other
side. So we'll do that as soon as we come back. We're going to do that. 1-800. New Life is the number to call if you need some help.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and Sherry is going to have a chat with Sandra.
Hey, Sandra. So, my dear, I just take a big breath. I wish I was there to give you a hug, or at least an elbow in the midst of COVID, right?
Thank you.
Yeah, you are precious. You are precious. And you have been through so much hurt. And I grew up in Arizona, and, you know, when Dr. Amen talks about ants, I think back to a day when they were like these giant ants in Arizona, and they had these huge ant hills because it's the desert. And if I could give you a hobby, one of them would be killing ants. And the other hobby, yeah, and because you know what? Sometimes when people come into me and they have post-traumatic stress like you do, they just see the ant hill. And it feels so big, and those ants go in and out, in and out, in and out, and they don't know where to stop it. But you know what I do with someone like you? We start breaking down that anthill. We start taking it down so that it's not so big. Because I can hear in your voice that you need comfort, you need to be validated, you need to know that somebody matters and loves you and is caring for you, and your friend that said, hey girl, you need some therapy, would you just tell that friend thank you from all of us here, including Dr. Amen, because we want to get you into care. I mean, your sweet brain, I think you may be struggling with some depression. And so having a checkup with a psychiatrist, getting your heart cared for, are things you can do today to help break that anthill down to the ground.
All right. I'm so glad you called. And on its way is Conquer Worry and Anxiety by Dr. Amen. Okay, our final caller here is going to be Tess from Menlo Park, listening on KFAX. Tess, how are you today?
I'm fine. Thank you so much.
Do you have a question for Dr. Amen?
Yes, Dr. Amen, I have two questions. I had a CAT scan, comprehensive evaluation, on my brain at Dr. Amen Clinic last year, August 3, 2019. Does the scan see old childhood wounds and the 2007 where my brother threw rocks on me and I had a wound in my forehead? I never had any medication or something. It's only the December 28, 2017 total car wreck that I had this, you know, cognition, behavior erratic, symptoms of dementia. So I went to your office, but, you know, I don't know if the scan also would see the childhood wounds or it's just the recent. And, you know, it's because this is where I was really hurt or harmed.
Okay.
In December 28, 2017.
Well, let's see what Dr. Amen has to say about this. Dr. Amen, what do you think here?
Well, the scans will tell you if your brain has been hurt. But since we didn't have one before the accident, we don't know, is it just the accident or is it a combination of what happened when you were a child and the recent accident? Stresses tend to stack on our brain over time. And so working to heal it in whatever way that our doctors recommended should be really helpful for you. The scans don't date the trauma. They just tell you it's there, and it gives us direction on how to treat it.
I think about what the wisdom that is often seen, Dr. Amen, with the Diamond Plus pattern that you have seen over and over again. And that's really, when you see a Diamond Plus, it means that the brain's firing. It looks like a diamond if you connect the dots between the cingulate gyrus, the basal ganglia, and the amygdala. And this is when I say a diamond's not a girl's best friend, because it creates this awareness of trauma, and at least it makes you start asking questions about trauma. But then what you all do once you clarify and ask some good questions and take a great history is you end up referring out to someone like me who is a trauma therapist that may be able to do some EMDR, eye movement desensitization reprocessing, or brain spotting, or talk therapy, or other many trauma treatments in order to help that brain quiet down. Because when a brain is in distress, when the brain is sneaky, as you say, and it believes it's living the past in the present, it works way too hard. And with some good trauma treatment, that brain can actually quiet down mm-hmm. and find a better place of rest.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to send this book to you, Conquer Worry and Anxiety. You know, Dr. Raymond, when you're on, it's always good news and bad news. And just want to be honest with you. Now, the good news is we fill up our phone bank. And the bad news is we can't get to all the calls. And I'm so sorry, folks, that I can't get to your call. But if you would call 1-800-NEW-LIFE, maybe we could refer you to someone. Sometimes we can just answer a question there for you. And
they can come to the December 5th, right? We've got an event coming where Dr. Amen and many others are going to be speaking at it. Do you want to tell them about that? Because they can
sign brains,
up.
Yeah. Brains, boundaries, battles, and the Bible. And it really could clarify some things that are a bit fuzzy. It could definitely nail down some things about your life, your brain, some things that you knew were problems between you and other people. It clarifies those. And then, of course, the battles that we're all struggling with, whether it's a battle with obsessions, compulsions, pornography, we've got these battles. But please join us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, to find out about brains, battles, boundaries, and the Bible. And look, it's Dr. Henry Cloud's going to be part of it, Dr. Daniel Amen, Dr. John Townsend, myself, and Sheila Walsh, great Bible teacher, Sheila. Well, there's going to be a lot of Bible all the way through it. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And then, just coming right up, our next intensive is Every Man's Battle. And there's a reason that it's called Every Man's Battle, because it is every man's battle. So please call us and get involved. I think our next one actually is going to be October the 10th. Now, if you're around on a television set on Thursdays, 11 o'clock Eastern Time on the NRB Network, and some other places, you can find out about it at liferecoverytoday.net. It's a whole program, 30 minutes on recovery and life recovery and how the 12 steps can help us with our growth plan. And then we're doing our Life Recovery Conference online October the 3rd and Every Man's Battle online. That workshop's October the 10th. Intimacy and Marriage, October the 24th. And boy, do we ever need your help and support. We want to continue to have people like Dr. Sherry Keffer on the program, like Dr. Daniel Amen. And we want to get, as Larry reads these testimonies, we want to get more testimonies of people whose life has literally been transformed and changed. That's what we want, and we can't do it without you. Now, I just want to encourage everybody, you keep 6 feet of distance so that you don't end up 6 feet under before it's your time. It's really important. Be smart, you know, stay healthy, wash those hands, and keep your hands off your face. Don't do that with a whiskey in one hand and a beer in another. That's not what we're talking about. Be safe during this horrific time, and just know, we're all praying for you right here at New Life. Thanks, Dr. Amen. Thanks, Dr. Keffer. Thanks to all of you, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.